Okay, so the Maisa, we're in the middle of Make the Patish. Yes, you would allow. Make the Patish. What does Make the Patish mean? Make the Patish means to complete a kli. Oh, put your item, right? See the formation of a kli. And on the day that, we've now finished the kli. So we spoke out yesterday different examples. Rabbi Sai, we spoke out different things about Tzvi. There's Kalim, taking Chala, moving things. Now we're left with one big Nakuda, and that is the Zoy. The Gemara says in Beitzah that when you have a garment, this garment is not complete without a scent. A scent meaning
smell.
A smell. Very good. Now remember, don't think you know that, because you can't sell it plain, you've got to sell it with like a schmuck, a smell. Man, it's something you might,
you put
a smell.
Well, you buy a suit in the store, it smells like
a smell.
You go to every time you fit, even nowadays, when you go to certain stores, they're all the close smell.
Serious?
Because they have people walking around.
And they buy it just for that.
It could be. The mindset, in those days, it was very much that way. Every single clothing.
I've never bought a suit.
They have these
big
collars
inside there. You said when it had a smell, it was.
It's a minor, right? It's a minor.
No music, the music in the store.
It's like a schmuck is up.
And the restaurant with red walls, I guess, you and I. Certain guys of food.
Now, Rabbi Sai, Mimela. I'll piece that. Paskin is the shoulder. Rabbi Sai, Paskin is the shoulder. If a person goes to Luan and he sprays a garment with smell, he is over on an Issa de Rabban of.
I know, Pisa.
Make him a passage, right? Because he's on his days, he's finished the whole key. Maybe
they get up. No, again. Nah, but you said that the only reason that they spray it is that they should sell it. Once you're wearing it, you know.
No. Once Chazal came. Oh, very good. Beautiful cash. We're going to get that mummy from Shemus Almond.
Dirty,
so what? We didn't go back.
Nobody's buying a dirty.
Again, it's not a buying issue, I'm fine. It's not a buying issue, Mattis. It's the fact that you've added scent to the garment. Scent, garment, together is molit chol, molit reach. I'm sorry, molit reach means you created a reach in this garment that was never there before. That means you created something new. That's matter of sort. That's matter of a package. I'll be there at the time. You see people that are say are over on this every single Shabbos. They take their cologne and they spray it on their suit.
What
is it? It's awesome. It's a gobble, Rabbi. It's a machalal Shabbos, right? You know? It's a gobble. Huh?
You let it put on your skin.
Well, this will get you. There you are. Oh, but I'm coming discussing the suit with the shirt, with the socks, and the shoes. Spray your clothes.
With cologne.
With parfum.
I'm going to ask her. I can put my hands
on
the game.
Are you asking her on your vest?
No, not on your vest.
See, Porsche.
Porsche. Molid Meyer.
What about, are you allowed to take the owner?
Yeah. Very good, good cash, Rabbi Sai. No, the visa, Rabbi Sai. It's
sick.
It's called the visa. It's love, your clothing, that's awesome. Ruhadin. Any chifetz in the world is awesome to get a smell. Obviously, you go into a fancy toilet, what do they have? When you press the chain, the thrush, the thing over there, what happens? It has this little coloured thing there, yeah? And that makes the water a nice colour. If that's the case, it makes a smell awesome! Are you allowed to use that on Shabbos or not? No!
No, you know.
Not allowed. Why not?
That was there.
Beautiful. That was the carpet over here on the shayla. I have a smell going into this water.
It doesn't matter.
It's not there. So it's also you saying?
No.
What?
What's
there? My observation, you told me.
I saw.
It's a grommet. You're pressing the handle and the mail and the water is going out.
It's a Fletcher!
Hello.
It
didn't dye the water. I checked it before Shabbos.
Right, but it makes sound.
I don't know if it made a smell. Okay. The stomach didn't make a smell.
If it makes a smell, it's not
dying. We're not dying in the air.
Oh, very good, Master. Look at the chainless. Rega, bounce, as they say.
My boy, Kalori, you sue like a boy.
Ah, sore.
Boy.
I'll say you.
Ah, sore. That's us, Rabbi Sai. It's a pleasure. Join us. Now, Rabbi Sai. Who are these?
That's for yourself.
Oh, very good gusher. Very good gusher.
Let's try to take care of yourself in our rubbish.
Now, says the writer, ask Mr. Wright. Ask Mr. Wright. Are you allowed to use deodorant for Shabbos? Right? Number time. The Israelis are very machmir in this. They are very machmir. Are you allowed to use the ocean or not?
They do a lot. They do extra.
This,
I don't know about that.
This smell during the week is not job, so it's fine.
The fumes. Yeah. I can be just disgusted. Yeah. The fume on the body is more dust. On the clothing is also gone. Because it's moment rare. We're making a smell in the clothes that was never there before. Look at my skin. And you take the deodorant thing, right? And you put it on yourself. Ah.
It leaves the body gone.
It's going to make all the clothes also, right?
Hello?
No. It goes in your
No?
No, why?
Okay, Roberta, let's start again. On your skin, on your mattress, on your skin, it's mutter. On your skin, it's mutter, right? You're allowed to spray your skin with a smelling substance. That's mutter. On your clothing, it's mutter. Now, we have a shine over here. When a person uses something with a nice smell, he's going to spray his mockum of his, or whatever it's going to be. Now, he's going to get his clothes. Is that mutter or is that mutter?
I don't know your clothes.
Because it's going to touch. It's going to absorb it.
It's going to touch his clothes.
Right.
Why? Why would it touch?
No, because when you spray, let's say I spray over here, right? It's going to get on there also.
No,
it's going to touch. Oh, it's a dynamic action that might be making over here. That a body should be careful not to spray up clothing. But...
The three times in my life I wore cologne when I sprayed here, I never wanted to get my thing.
Come on, let me get back to it. After shave, not on your clothing, on your skin only.
And deodorant?
Deodorant on your skin only. Tiger, you kasha.
Who sprays
it? Are you allowed to be moist for smell? Dying. Let's say your clothes before Shabbos. Right, has a nice smell. And when I put more smell, what's your answer? No, it's already got a nice smell. I want to add smell. Mutter or asa?
Mutter.
This is the mutter from the Right? Okay, next question. Am I allowed to spray the room?
Okay, people do it. It's out. People do it.
Yeah, we already said... Mr. Fletcher.
Are you allowed to in the room by making it smell?
I'm making the room smell.
I'm making
the table smell. I'm making the cupboard smell. I'm making the wall smell. No, what are you saying? I think it's mutter to go and spray the room. Toilets and all these things. You're allowed to spray a room. That's mutter, right?
Why
is that? I was assessing
the clothes.
I was assessing
the towel.
I was assessing
everything.
No, now you're doing the room. The air. Air is mutter. How about food, Rabotai? How about food? Are you allowed to take food? Not spray food. What do you mean? You put chocolate powder into a yogurt. Right? Makes it smell.
What?
You didn't have to let hair is mutter. Natural hair is mutter.
You know you're doing it for the taste, not for the smell.
Oh, that's very good. Why?
You're opening a bottle of flavored seltzer.
Right.
When you drink it, it smells. Does it always taste?
Nah.
Yes.
Seltzer. What are you doing about flavored seltzer? Is this clear? Again, we've just finished. We're over to the next sugar now. Is this clear? Moilage Reach needs to spray clothing. Body is mutter. Hair on the body is also mutter. Right? The room is mutter. But you have to be very, very careful. And we said also food, I think, is also mutter. Now, we're hoping now by the next
sugar. Make sure you do not use a stick deal.
That's the goal, right? Anybody that sees you has a mitzvah to kill you. What's the issa?
Rabbi.
Sita. Peace.
Yeah, but you're
Lavish has malakas. Lavish has malakas.
It's the same way. It's the same way.
What are they serving? What are you going to eat?
I've been around these days.
Cold
tooth.
Hey,
Because all the whole yeshiva will come and watch, and we'll just take you and just...
See you later. You're a good college. No more.
Maita. Again, the zap is with the deodorants. It's if it's a stick, right? Like a vaseline, like a chapstick.
Right there.
Vaseline is awesome. But if it's a roller with the roll, with the roll that goes around, yeah? And it's a liquid underneath, this is vaseline. Maskim. Right?
Come on, let me get my
chapter.
Okay, we now have to start the next sugya, which will take us to the end of the loch of Makkah with Hadish, and then we'll get to the Siyam Beis Hashem of Bais Chaim. Siyam! Another time. Anyway, now the Maisha of Bais Chaim.
Deli roll.
We had that already, what, again?
Del Kaffi Amon.
Kaffi Amon in town, obviously. This is very vital information.
Vital.
The English guy has something like this. Just imagine the university. The lecture from a professor. It's a Maisa brought down in the Gemara in Erevin Daf Kuf Dalet. Says the Gemara Hazoi. Matis, full attention.
Yes, sir.
Says the Gemara Hazoi. One of the Tanoim went to the other Tanoim, and he did like this. Obviously, this is a terrible Maisa. You have to listen very carefully, Mr. Fletcher, Mr. Reich. This is a terrible Maisa. Gemara in Erevin, Kuf Dalet. One of the Tanoim came to the door of the house, and he did like this. And inside the house, Jabez! Mumish, Ula started screaming. Who's come to my house to be Michal Jabez? What are you talking about? He just went like,
can't see anything wrong with it.
And I think it's alright, right? So Ula, no, you'll be Michal Jabez! That's called Hashmoz Coil. Let me explain. Hashmoz Coil means that if a person makes a sound, now we have to explain, what does it mean? Sound doesn't mean a music, does it? How many music layers there? I don't know, we're going to have to go to all the cases. But basically, there's going to be clapping, there's going to be bells, there's going to be all sorts of whistling, all sorts of shines, I've always said. We have to know what to do with it. Now the Gemara in Erevin Kuf Dalet brings down that Ula screamed when he heard someone do...
We don't pass it like that.
Mimela.
Yeah.
They explained to him, no. They said, Ula, come on! Don't be such a machmeh! It must be that the only thing that's ossicles of Hashmoz Coil is only when you do what's called a coil shell shee. What's a coil shell shee? When you make a noise, instead of a sword, Hashmoz Coil to make a sound. Mr. Reich is asking the obvious question. Right, Mr. Reich, I don't understand. Matches here, this Kabbalah Kasha, Mr. Reich, over here.
What's
the Issa? And I was like, what, there's a problem with banging on the table.
Roll out the window!
What's the
answer?
Drop down in Gemara, make up a passage. What's the chat? Chazal, it's geniosity. So what? If we allow people to start making all sorts of noises, what, Kaylee? It's guitar. He's going to go over to that that guitar that's got the string broken over there that I had a very hard time using, and the mice is going to go on Shabbos and he's going to start missing it. If he's going to do that, Chazal said, if you make a noise, I'm at your mouth, what does it mean? Noise, it means swung, not swung. What's that bikli? Not that bikli. It's not Shema, it's explained. Of a pashas, it means any type of noise is awesome. Now, how do we pask it? Comes from a matzah, he says, no, we don't pask in like Ula. That means matzah over here is being chalik on the Meiri, is being chalik on the rib, and the ran, Gedolim and Shoinim. Amish Gedolim and Shoinim.
Ran,
the Ula. They're passing like Ula. Oh, well, Baruch Hashem, we have other Shoinim. Paskin not like Ula. Like matzah, you must be descendant of those Shoinim. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, that's the case. Have you pask in the Meisah?
Mutter.
So you guys have to know the girl, the one going was quite Ahmed here. He timed the bakery pass out to Shaomi. And you should know Adayoy, the stipler. The stipler, when he knocked on somebody's door, would never knock on the door. He would do ever some kind of noise that would do, wouldn't be a knocking on the door. I don't know exactly. Oh, but he was Mahmoud. He said, I am not knocking on the door. Now, Rabbi Sai. Comes around Mr. Fletcher and you ask a very interesting shayla. Matthew, isn't it? This is Rose Bonkasha. Yeah. My kinyus over here, Mama's going strong today. Fred, Mr. Fletcher, a Bonkasha. I don't understand. And in those days, are you telling me that nobody knocked on the door? Nobody knocked on the door. You know what the answer is?
Yeah.
Tell me the answer. It's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that's right. In those days, right, so all the Gemara they had to get into the houses. One of the mahalchim to get in the house was to call out your name. And if the guy said hello, what is it? Hello, knock about, whatever. Can you go into the house or not?
Hello,
they never used to knock. Right, they never used to knock.
Right, but nowadays you have to knock on every door.
Now it's a bad you have to knock. It's a good and short knock. It's a bad knock.
Always knock whenever I walk
by. Oh, my shit, 100%. You should.
I should knock on my door.
Now the Shulchan Aruch says about the minig is being made cool. About the minig is being made cool. Rabbi Zayn. Uwa. Listening. The minig is to be making a wee paskin that if it's not a kosher shir then it's smut. Now there's 40 of the halakim. Rabbi Zayn, this is very, very careful. This is extremely important. Are you listening? This is very important. There's 4 different halakim. Right? Yehuda, wake up. There's 4 different halakim in this Nakuda, right? Now we have to explain one by one. Let's start with the first one. A coil she'enu shel she. That means, am I allowed to make a noise that's not in the derech of a suang? Right? For example, I'll give an example. If I'm a shtender over here, I want to give a she. I say, no, I'm going to do it on Shabbos.
Yes.
So the person says, I'll give you a reason why it's mutter. Number one, it's not a suang. And number two, it's not a kli that's miyuchat to make a suang.
Wait, it's awesome. It's a musical. It's awesome. Stop the guy. Did you ever see the movie?
I'm not doing that. Something that's not a key is swan. Number two is not doing it the derek of the swan. It's 100% mutter, Rabbi Sai. Right? For example, I give another example. A person wants to play with the baby, so he goes like this. You have to make a za, just to get the attention of the kid.
But,
the mother's mutter, why? Again, I'm not doing it for a swan, like, and we'll get to
it.
Stop, how about if you have something that is a kli that's miyuchad to make a nice noise, but I'm not doing it to make the noise? The Nishnabruin Shin Lamed Ches, or Shin Lamed Ches, Tiv Gimel. Only Tiv Gimel.
Yeah.
Right. Says Mufurish over there,
right,
that a Maisa, for example, Mr. Fletcher, this is very negated England. All the English houses have this. What's that? A door knacker. What's a door knacker? One of those silver things, and you go, bang, bang.
In America, they
have an American. In America, the Rosh Hashanah, the behind in America,
what is that?
What are you talking about?
Everything's
better in England.
London, we're a little bit, you know. Now, Rabbi said, I might have to use that. You know why?
Awesome.
This is a kli that you had for making noise.
People don't use it. It's just there for
look. Yeah. No, yeah, I'll get a China comparable. It's awesome.
So the Mr. Brewer, the Mr. Brewer, Haskins, Mr. Ryan. That's the goal. Oh, we're going to get to the bells. We'll get to that. Okay, Rabbi Sai, is that clear? How about Rabbi Sai a whistle? Again, I'm taking a whistle. Mattis. I'm taking a whistle, and I'm going to make not a suot, just a plain whistle. Mutu Asa. Am I making a song? Very good, beautiful. Wait, over here, I have a cleaner. We'll get to the flogging and the clapping and the clap everyone. Now, the mice are here, I have a cleaner smuyuchad for making a noise. That means I feel if you are not now making a nice swan, that's why the doorknockers also, that's why the birds also, Rabbi Sai. It's suadin. When you have one of those fidgets with the bells on it, and every time you open the fidget, it goes ding, 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 ding. But it's not a nice noise, it's not a song. It's a kli that's miyuchad for making noise. Just about this awesome.
Rabbi, I've never seen a
fidget. You can't walk into a store, Chavez, that the door rings.
Right. Same idea. Same
store.
Store.
Why is that a store, Chavez, anyway?
Like, you open the door, it goes ding, ding, ding.
That's electric.
Rabbi said, last thing, Rabbi said.
Can you help your horn, Chavez?
What do you in the car?
How about if I have a kli? Now, Rabbi, before I'm using my hands, not on the door, right? How about if I take a kli?
Mutter.
Always discussing the shit. The valley, I'm with the Ian. We understand that very well. Okay. Rabbi, am I allowed to take two spoons?
Mutter.
Now, two spoons are not what you had for making noise. I'm gonna make a nice beat.
You wanna make a beat?
Oh, I wanna make a beat! How about if it's a kli that's miyuchad lekach, but I'm not making a noise? It's miyuchad lekach, but I'm not making a noise.
Like what?
I'll give you an example, we'll speak about it a bit later. The Gabbik, for example, you have on the Sefer Torah these little bells. Right? Now, on these things, they make a nice noise, right?
Yeah.
If that's the case, now when I take out the Sefer Torah, I want to speak about it, right? It's a whole sugula maisa. But by Esther, when I take out the Sefer Torah, when I open up the parochus with the bells on the bottom, so I don't want to make the noise. I'm not interested in the noise. But the maisa, this is a bell, and a bell is made to make noise. So if that's the case, what's the loch? See, here we have the machlikas and the achoinim, and we're going to have all
the things. The same thing with the Sefer with the arka, it's a certain sense. They don't apply this with the two things.
No, but it's the same concept where Moshe Feinstein said he allowed it or whatever. Oh, very good. You're saying good. We'll get to that. Zug the place, you're going to put the Mishnah Berurah, Paskins, the puzzle, you asked me 3 months ago. Okay, we're finishing here. Tomorrow we're starting the Lachai. Oh, listen.